near the stage. Shut the fuck, shut the fuck, shut the fuck up. It's January, well, it's Saturday, June 2nd, San Francisco, Hotel Utah. Shut the fuck, shut the fuck, shut the fuck up. I am Sonia, this is Eric. We are warriors, strong and proud. Puny people, steal your voices, or we'll turn up really loud. Can the group of people at the table near the stage shut the fuck, shut the fuck, shut the fuck up.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that wraps up the first portion of this evening's program. Part of the birthday celebration of Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., our titular head of research. Thanks, Freddie. That was a good idea. But now it's time for us to move on to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. But you know, we got to remind you to think about your future, especially you, Freddie, and go to feedthepig.org. Then we're going to thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for everything that he does. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Sonny Burgess, the American rockabilly guitarist and singer. He started in the early 50s playing boogie-woogie music in dance halls and bars around Newport, Arkansas. He went on to form a boogie-woogie band called the Rocky Road Ramblers. They went on hold for a little while in 54 when he went into the Army, but he came back, reformed them, called them the Moonlighters. And that's when he got a little advice from record producer Sam Phillips. And the band went on to become the Pacers. They recorded We Want a Boogie in 1956 for Sun. That had the flip side of Red-Headed Woman, both written by Sonny Burgess. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame of Europe in 1999. And he also hosted a weekly radio program called We Want a Boogie with a co-host, June Taylor. That aired Sunday nights on KASU in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Sonny Burgess just passed away at 88. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Me a working so hard, 'cause ever part. We'll have to win the teardrop star and drown the flame of your heart beats out of time, but yet you're feeling fine. Well, it's a mighty certain sign that it's a flame of love. Well, when the flame burns bright, bright, bright every time, oh, the time, and this is your delight. Well, it's a flame of love. Love.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Goldie McJohn, the Canadian keyboard player best known as the original keyboardist for Steppenwolf. Originally a classically trained pianist, he was a pioneer in the early use of the electronic organ, specifically the Hammond B3, in heavy metal. Goldie John just passed away at 72. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. No, that's not. That is not right. Let me try this one more time. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Forget that does that. Don't worry, we'll be fine. The next radio obituary is for Jerry Lewis, actor, comedian, clown, philanthropist. He just passed away at 91. I'm not going to give you the rundown. Everybody else did it all week. I'm just going to give you the next radio obituary for Jerry Lewis right here. At Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Records?
Yeah. Records? You waste by the time they answer.
I could do that.
Do you handle records?
Yes, we do.
Could you give me some information?
Yes.
There's a new record that we heard at our dance last Sunday in Pasadena.
Yes.
And it goes da 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 da. Do you have that?
Sorry, I don't know. I don't recognize it.
Da 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 da. It's Philip Sousa, I think.
Yeah,
You don't have that?
If it's in one of those,
Well, do you have, what is it?
I don't have any singles. I have some albums.
Well, I have, may I check this list with you?
Yes.
Do you have Sousa's, Dance of the Lazy Suede?
Now, can you use the long playing album?
Oh, yes, if it's long enough.
Now, Dance of the what?
Lazy Suede.
All right, you wait just a minute, I'll check.
Well, let me give you this list, dear, will you? And then you can check them out. Now there's a marching band, Philip Neat, on London Records.
On London.
Philip Neat.
Okay.
And his album is titled Music for Neun.
Music for what?
Music for Neun.
Something else?
And the final one, I would like to get David Rose's Dance of the Aiden. Will you check these?
Sure will. Thank
you. Ah, hold on.
Crazy words, crazy tune, all that you'll ever hear him croon. Bo-do-dee-o, bo-do-do-dee-o, do. Same words to every song. Bo-do-dee-o, bo-do-do-dee-o, do. His ukulele, daily, how he'll strum. Bum, 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 vamping and stamping. Then he hollers, black bottom. Crazy words, crazy tune. He'll be driving me crazy soon. Bo-do-dee-o, bo-do-do-dee-o, do. Abraham Lincoln at Gettysburg turned to the people and this was Hyde. Bo-do-dee-o, bo-do-do-dee-o, do. Ezio Pinza sang one day, this is what he wanted to say. Bo-do-dee-o, bo-do-do-dee-o, do. Remember Patrick Henry in that speech, famous speech, cry, give me liberty or Scott La-La-La. Marlon Brando in the show, he would say, oh, so slow. Bo-do-dee-o, bo-do-dee-o, do. Bo-do-dee-o, bo-do-do-dee-o, do. Fatty Fitzgerald in pain with a goat, this is what you'd hear him shout. Bo-do-dee-o, do-do-do-dee-o, do. When I'm naughty and I'm with Dean, this is what you'll hear him scream.
Bo-do-dee-o, do-do-dee-o, do.
His ukulele, daily, how he'll strum. Bum, 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 vamping and stamping. Then he hollers, a black bottom. Crazy words, a crazy tune. He'll be driving me crazy soon. Bo-do-dee-o, bo-do-do-dee-o, do.
Here's another good friend and one of the most popular stars in the world, Mr. Jerry Lewis.
Jack.
Hello, Jerry.
Hi, Ed.
Oh, sure.
Hi, folks. Hi, John.
Hello, Jerry.
Oh, this is really terrific. I just can't tell you, John, how delighted I am to dress up in a tux at 3 p.m. and drive on Sunset Boulevard to come here. It really is marvelous. You look like the Pope. You want me to kiss your ring?
You're the same man tonight that you were 10 years ago, and I'm a big fan of the show. You haven't improved that much.
It's so nice. It really is.
I'm sorry. You are my all-time favorite. You know that. And I always idolized you. But if you blow smoke in my face once more, I'll kill you. Idol or no idol, that's it. I'm sorry.
That's probably all
right. I wouldn't cough when you're lying normally.
I'm working with a team again.
Any time you want me to sing, I'll be glad.
Yes, Juggers.
Waiting.
You haven't got a violin up there, have you?
You know, the exciting thing about doing a show like this is that you get a chance to get together with people that you rarely... We all live here. I rarely see George or Jack or Joey or Ed.
You don't see me much either. You ever heard it? Maybe nobody likes you. Now, you know, Jerry, you know I just say that in jest.
I must say that no one in the world can dislike anyone who can raise $10 million for a charity.
Yeah.
Here, here.
You do that in the newspaper.
Well, of course. I have a telethon coming up for Prickly Heat.
The cleanup radio obituary. That's where we're at already. Just zooming right by on me. The cleanup radio obituary is for Dick Gregory. Comedian, civil rights activist, social critic, writer, entrepreneur, conspiracy theorist, and occasional actor. He was a pioneer in stand-up comedy for his no-holds-barred sets in which he mocked bigotry and racism. Performing primarily to black audiences at segregated clubs until 61, he later became the first black comedian to successfully cross over to white audiences, appearing on TV and releasing comedy albums. He was in the forefront of political activism in the 60s when he protested the Vietnam War and racial injustice, being arrested several times, and he went on a few hunger strikes, too. Dick Gregory just passed away at 84. It happened, or it was announced anyway, last week during Bubbles in the Think Tank, and boy, was my phone blowing up. I didn't expect that. All the different news services were pinging my phone. So, very interesting. But hey, it's the cleanup radio obituary for Dick Gregory right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Whenever he pauses and reflects upon his short career, Greg can't help but realize the responsibilities facing a humorist these days. So, listen.
What do you demand out of a comic today? Good story, good plot, psychological reasoning, and above all, we must be funny. And you wonder why we're sick, huh? 20 years ago, two comics walk on the stage and go something like this. Hey, man, who was that crazy chick I saw you with last night? Another guy said, man, that wasn't no chick, that was my wife. No, that's all of the joke. That's it. That's what they told 20 years ago. Uh-huh. But you expect more out of us today, and we give you more. That's why we ask for more money. Hey, man, who's that crazy chick I saw you with last night? Man, there wasn't no chick. That's my brother. He just got a problem.
You want one? Very good.
You know, a lot of people ask me, say, Greg, how come you always talk about the South? Well, I was born and raised down South. I can talk about it if I want to. Matter of fact, I was born so far South, had my mother taken one step back, I'd have been a Mexican. Not that far. Born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri, but we had our problems there. And then we'll forget, 1951, they integrated the swimming pools, and all our parents made us get out there, whether you could swim or not. Just go. Get with them. Go. Told my people, damn it, you want to be with them people? You go. That'll get me out there in all that water. And I know they don't like me anyway. And I can't swim. But they were nice to us. When I found out what happened, you didn't need to know how to swim. They were real nice to us. They knew they had to integrate. They had a new lifeguard for us. He was blind. It was a glorious day. We all walked out to that integrated swimming pool, diving board 50 feet in there. We got up on that diving board. They blew the whistle. We jumped, and they drained the pool. I'm really going to have to kind of cut my show short because I have to leave here this morning and go down to North Carolina and sit in the restaurants. I have a kid brother been sitting in the restaurants for 6 months, and like he's so damn sure he's not going to get waited on, he don't even take no money with him. Wouldn't it be funny if they served him and they broke? I sit in one of them restaurants, 11 months waiting on the integrated. The integrated didn't have what I wanted. I went home down south all the way to Mississippi about 6 months ago to visit my brother. And the night before I got there, I didn't see him. I missed him forever. See, he was driving one of them pickup trucks and run through a red light and ran into a Ku Klux Klan parade. He'd have been 27 tomorrow. So I went down, you know, and heard the bad news and I started drinking, you know. And like whenever I get drunk, I think I'm Polish. And I got a little hungry, so I walked in a restaurant, which was the wrong restaurant in Mississippi, which was wrong for me to do. Because they'll make you think World War II was a lawn party. But I walked in anyway, because I like lawn parties. Especially when I think I'm Polish. I walked in and thought I was defending them. I sit down, the blonde waitress walked over to me. I said, I'd like two cheeseburgers. She said, we don't serve colored people down here. I said, I don't eat colored people nowhere. Hey. And about that time when three brothers walked in, if you ever been to Mississippi, you know the three brothers I'm talking about, Ku Klux and Clay. Big one walked up and kicked my chair. He said, boy, you know damn well you can't eat in here. I said, just for that, bring me a whole fried chicken. He said, boy, you can't eat that chicken in here, and whatever you do to that chicken in here, we gonna do to you. I say, for a dollar and a quarter? I'm with integration, but don't rush it. 20 minutes later, the waitress brought the chicken out and put it down in front of me. I was putting salt and pepper on it. He walked back up again and said, boy, by golly, we already told you. Whatever you do to that chicken down here, we gonna do to you. I was feeling so good, I looked at him and told him, y'all line up, and I kissed it. But it's a wonderful world. I have to keep living and learn how to rationalize and try to make the bad things a little bit pleasant. That's why this racial problem don't bug me as much as it should. Because I've learned how to rationalize, simply because I believe one day it's gonna be over. And I don't want my mind to be messed up when it's over, you know. Yeah, see, you can be so bugged up here from sitting in the back of the bus, they tell you you can ride up in the front, and that'll kill you. But there are a lot of good advantages riding in the back of a bus. Next time you get on the bus, you notice where that emergency door is located. I had a cat in here the other night after the show was over. He walked up and said, Greg, I'm from Mobile, Alabama. I sure enjoy your act. You ought to bring your act to Mobile. I need to take my act to Mobile like Custer needed more Indians. Don't even work the southern part of this nightclub. Would you believe it's 1981, I have a kid brother going to the University of Notre Dame and my whole family's Baptist. Everybody I say, Greg, how come your brother's going to a Catholic school and your whole family's Baptist? Simple. Couldn't get in SMU or Baylor. That's not the reason. When he was a little kid, we put him in every school we could think of and he flunked out. Private school, Methodist school, public. He flunked out every school back home but one, which was a very exclusive school, because you had to be like sent there by someone, like a judge. They held him for a while and let him out and told my parents you had to put this young man in some type of school, we'd have him back here. We tried every school back home but a Catholic school, so we gave it a try. And would you believe it? He made straight A's through Catholic grade school, straight A's through Catholic high school. Now he's down at the University of Notre Dame making straight A's. He was in town a couple of months ago, and I asked him, I said, Ron, what gives? When you were a kid, we put you in every school we could think of, and you flunked out. The minute we put you in a Catholic school, you make straight A's. How? He said, I don't know. When I walked in that first morning and saw that man nailed to the cross, I knew they meant business.
Thank you. Forrest Gordon, what the hell?
When in the course of human events, I'm not going to get some sleep around here.
I haven't heard such a racket since I was pinned down by the redcoats at Brandywine.
More like Brandy Yawn. What's the matter, Washington? You can't tell a new story?
Oh, is the little teddy bear getting grumpy?
Gentlemen, look over there to the left of Lincoln.
You mean if you can see past that mole?
You said it looked distinguished.
That was before a family of pigeons moved in and started crapping on it. Now it looks like a whitehead.
Am I the only one that sees the new roommate they're building us here on Rushmore?
It looks like a president, but where is its facial hair?
You mean laziness bristles?
I'm a woman.
Wait a minute.
Janet Choi, America's first queer female Asian American president.
Wait, slow down.
You heard me. I won on the slogan, America, elect me, and we're all good.
And what grand accomplishment brings you to our hallowed mount? Did you, free a people?
Free a nation?
Free humanity itself.
Free little Teddy and take a giant whiz from the top of San Juan Hill.
Whoa. You didn't do any of that. You're a bunch of rock candy stuck so far in the middle of nowhere, even the Mormons wouldn't make the trip.
All right, technically, yes. But you see, this is kind of a guy's club.
In American history? No way.
What I mean is, we don't want to offend you when we talk about the other lady statues.
Did you miss the part about queer? I'm the same as you. When I look at the rack on Lady Liberty, all I see are huddled masses yearning to breathe free.
The mouth on this broad.
And they haven't even finished carving it yet.
Better hope it's not the same sculptor who did my original nose. I told him it's George Washington, not George Washingstein.
Well, I for one actually welcome some new blood up on this mountain.
Only because the rest of us have heard your material a million times.
Ma'am, do you know why I'm the most popular president on Mount Rushmore?
Why's that?
Because of my chiseled physique. Damn it, you guys.
I'm just saying, there's a lot more to being on Mount Rushmore than having Eva Marie Saint straddle your face.
You never miss a chance to work that in, do you?
North by Northwest was Hitch's finest work.
Because it's the only one that's been played in front of your unmovable eyes.
So, do you guys do anything but fight?
What else is there to do? We just a bunch of lifeless granite stranded in the poor man's North Dakota. Why do we even bother?
Now hold on. You guys are forgetting something. Just being the four, now five, presidents who made it to this monument is the accomplishment.
Tears, consider yourself emancipated.
I'm serious, y'all. Just look at what happened when they tried to make a monument to Taft. They ran out of rock. And did you hear about the monument to Hoover? It sucked.
And what about the Martin Van Buren monument where drunken teens kept gathering to Van Buren-ate?
That's the spirit.
All right, Troy, I take it all back. We Rushmoreans clearly could use some fresh faces and a little shaking up around here.
Great! Then you'll love meeting the face they're carving next to me.
Hi, I'm Crazy Horse. And you guys are like 100 years overdue on the rent.
Guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary. For Margot Hilscher. The German singer and film actress. She appeared in over 50 films between 1939 and 1994. And way back in 1957 and in 1958, she was chosen to represent Germany at the Eurovision Song Contest. Margot Hilscher just passed away at 97. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ich hab mich so an dich gewöhnt. Ich hab mich so an dich gewöhnt. An die Art, wie du beim Küssen deine Augen schließt. Mir dennoch oh so tief in meine Seele siehst. Ich hab mich so an dich gewöhnt. Ich hab mich so an dich gewöhnt.
Wie wunderbar, wenn einer eine Reise tut. Die Trennung ist gesund für Frau und Mann. Doch ich sitz dann zu Haus vor einem großen Nichts und schau mir deine Bilder an. Ich hab mich so an dich gewöhnt. Ich hab mich so an dich gewöhnt. An die Art, wie du beim Küssen deine Augen schließt und mir dennoch oh so tief in meine Seele siehst. Ich hab mich so an dich gewöhnt. Hab mich so sehr an dich gewöhnt. Wenn du lachst, dann lach ich mit. Was kann ich weiter tun? Wenn du weinst, dann ist die Welt für mich vorbei. Wenn du müde bist, dann fühl auch ich, ich muss mal ruhen. Wenn ich denk, dann denk ich immer für uns zwei. Ich hab mich so an dich gewöhnt. Ich hab mich so an dich gewöhnt. Jetzt machst du Schluss mit mir und im nächsten Augenblick verlangst einen Kuss von mir. Ich hab mich so an dich gewöhnt, hab mich so sehr an dich gewöhnt. Wenn du älter wirst und die Figur wird langsam rund, wenn du Brillen trägst und kannst mich kaum mehr sehen, was auch immer kommt, für mich gibt's keinen Scheidungsgrund, denn für mich, da bleibst du ewig jung und schön. Ich hab mich so an dich gewöhnt. Ich hab mich so an dich gewöhnt. Ich hab mich ja so, ich hab mich ja so, ich hab mich an dich gewöhnt.
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for B. Wayne, the American big band era singer. She had a number of hits with Larry Clinton and his orchestra. B. Wayne just passed away at 100. It's the pre antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you.
shakes my ashes, greases my griddle, churns my butter, strokes my fiddle. My man is such a handy man. He threads my needle, creams my wheat, heats my heater, chops my meat. My man is such a handy man. I don't care if you believe or not, he's good to have too hot. He turns my damper down. For everything, he's got a scheme. I like the way he whips my cream. My man is such a flaps my flapjacks, cleans off my table, feeds the horses right in my stable. My man is such a handy man. Sometimes he's up before the dawn, busy working on my lawn. My man is such a handy man. He never has a thing to say when he is working hard. I wish that you could see the way don't seem to melt away. I get a fresh piece every day. My man is such a handy
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Bernard Ichner, the American jazz singer, musician, songwriter, and record producer. He learned multiple instruments while in the Army, including piano, guitar, sax, and after his discharge in 65, he recorded with Dizzy Gillespie. Let's see, what else? Later, using the pseudonym, Alexander St. Charles, he began working and recording with Lalo Schifrin, and ended up co-writing the song with Lalo, Like Me, and he sang that on the soundtrack of the film Dirty Harry. Bernard Ichner just passed away at 72. It's the Ant's penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. music for you got. I'd like the music, make it hot. Give me the music, I think for you got.
The penultimate radio obituary is for John Abercrombie, the American jazz guitarist, composer, and band leader. He worked in jazz fusion, post-bop, free jazz, avant-garde jazz, you name it, he did it. Well, not really. But he studied at the Berklee College of Music right here in Boston, Massachusetts. Recorded with all kinds of people. Billy Cobham, Ralph Towner, Charles Lloyd, Michael Breckner. He was known for his spare, understated, and eclectic style and his work with organ trios. John Abercrombie just passed away at 72. He's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hung velvet overtaken me, dim chandelier awakened me to a song dissolved in the dawn. The music calls a costly bow, the music all is lost for now, to a muted trumpeter's swan. Turn and brush the background.